Blog Talk Radio.
Please put your seats in the reclining position. You are now entering the Adult Zone. Adult Zone with La Crush and Black Reporter.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Just like music.
Okay, it is my fault, but I'm here. Welcome to the Adult Zone. I am La Crush with my
Black Reporter.
Black Reporter.
And I was worried about you, girl.
You what?
I was worried about you.
You was worried about me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's your fault.
Whatever.
It is your fault.
Everything's my fault.
Exactly. But no, this right here is technically your fault.
Why? How?
Because you called me at 5:15 instead of calling me at 8:15. So it's your fault. You know I go to sleep at 5:15 and you're supposed to wake me up at 8:15. Whose fault was that? Mine or yours?
Okay, well, that's 7:15 my time, and I didn't know. Okay, all right. I'll remember to call you before the show to make sure your ass is up.
Exactly. You called me yesterday before the show to make sure my ass is up. But today, you called me. I'm going to sleep at this time.
Okay.
I'm going to sleep at this time.
Okay.
Right.
Anyway.
Yep. And you know who else
moving
I'm blaming,
along.
Too?
Huh?
I'm blaming the first floor tenant as well.
Excuse me?
How you blaming the first floor tenant?
I'm the one that made the call. 15 minutes too late. Okay, but wait a minute, though. First of all,
15 minutes too late. Y'all know I don't have an alarm clock.
First of all, I have the side chair.
You need to be
getting on that partner of yours, because he should have been on point.
Mm. Oh, my.
He should have been on point. Okay?
Well,
yeah. All right.
Now, partially, I will take blame partially, because I don't have my normal phone that I normally have right now. So I could not flip back and forth between phone calls like I normally would. But Because I had to totally disconnect from one line to call the other, and, you know, I did call you a couple of times, so.
You call me
all right, all right, all right. The blame game, the blame game. Let's play it later.
Why? We got another hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah, but we're going to spend the whole hour and 40 minutes talking about who fought the war?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, the momentum is gone. This is one of them shows where the momentum
oh my God.
Is gone. And I'm not done. I got one more person to blame.
Oh,
and this
no.
person... And this person goes by the name of Chevy, Big Chev. Hi, Chevy baby.
Okay, but he's still Chevy baby, though.
Uh-huh.
But he's to blame.
Because Chev should have called me. Chev did
oh,
not call.
Damn.
Oh,
man.
Yes. Chev should have called me. Chev only concern is about himself.
Yeah, I am, you know. Hey, what can I say?
What's up, Jim?
What's up, what's up? How you doing?
Okay.
Only folks got my phone number. All right, folks, welcome to the Adult Zone. Enough blaming people. I just wanted to make sure it was an even number. 9:20.
This is
the Adult Zone. It's 9:20. This is the Adult Zone. I am once again La Crush Hart, and I have a co-host named
Black Reporter.
And on the first floor, we have that loud tenant. I didn't mean to say lousy. I'm gonna say loud.
We'll be lousy.
That loud tenant on the first floor.
Well, I was loud enough because I would have woke you up if I was loud enough.
No, actually, you did
that's
forget
not true
somebody.
Either. Huh?
You did forget somebody. That so-called new tenant that came in, that comes in late when he wants to, but has taken up a name for himself. That Mr. Brown Reporter,
don't have my phone number. Oh well, he does, but. Brown Reporter playing my emotion. Brown Reporter don't count. He don't count.
Okay.
He don't count. But I will blame one more person. I will blame one more person because I needed the sugar. She didn't want to get no sugar.
I knew it was coming.
Hello.
See, I wouldn't have got it, but she could have texted me. But then again, she was late, too, so that don't count.
Well, for heaven's sake.
She was late because she was praising the Lord.
Did that cover everything?
Yeah, I think so.
Ew, Russ. Russ sucks.
Russ
sucks.
Is on our bad side. Russ cut up last night. Did he break?
Well, you know what? Okay. Russ is a bad boy. Russ, I got your email. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It was quite entertaining. Thank you.
Entertaining? I'm afraid.
Well, we have the whole gang here. Shout out to 803-919. Hi on the quest. Hi, Sunny.
Hey, Sunny.
Hi, Johnny. And everybody else that's tuned in right now. Tonight was supposed to be about a certain subject that kept coming up as we came up with show topics. At one time or another, this subject just kept repeating itself. And... you know, I just thought that would be an interesting topic. But before I get into that, I want to say happy Mother's Day to everyone, all our mothers at Phone Fantasy Radio, and all those that tune in and listen and participate and all that good stuff. Excuse me. Happy Mother's Day.
And the same goes for me, even though I did this last night to all the mothers.
You know what? Don't swap me up like a quarter.
Well, now we got those things out the way, the blame game and all that other stuff. Tonight's show topic is about a young lady that puts herself last. She will do anything for her significant other. You can never tell her in her eyes that a significant other is an asshole, he's a beater, he's a anything. She's willing to sacrifice her children for this person at one time or another. This person does everything for this person. And we normally refer to this lady as the ride or die chick. The ride or die chick, the ride or die bitch. She's a hot commodity, you know. How does she get there? How is she born? How is she bred? I don't have the slightest idea. I don't have that gene in me. I don't have the ride or die gene in me. I'm a giver. I like to take care of people. I like to be liked. You know, I've done things of that nature. But I'm not a ride or die chick. I can't do that. First of all, I'm a snitch. Okay? I don't like the cops. As soon as the cops ask me a question, I'm telling them everything I know. So that can't even roll with me.
Can I ask you a question?
No. No, what's going on?
Where did that come from?
Didn't I just say that?
No, but I'm just saying, where did the ride or die chick supposedly come from?
Where did she come
didn't
from?
Didn't she just say that?
She
said she didn't know where she came from.
Well, I'm too old to know ride or die. Ride or die is just...
Oh, please, ride or die.
That's not true. That is not true. That's not true at all. Y'all definitely had the gene. The gene came from y'all, your generation.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not
true.
Actually,
okay, ride or die chicks have been since the beginning of time. We can go back in the Bible and find some ride or die chicks.
Okay.
So I said that's been since the beginning of time.
Okay.
You know, when you think about it, I mean, Delilah was a ride or die chick.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right.
So, when you think about it, you can find some ride or die chicks. I mean, Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie was a ride or die chick.
Okay.
What's the chick? Angela Davis was a ride or die chick. What's the chick that can't come back to the United States no more? What's her name? Is it Angela Davis? Come on, Black Report. You should know this. What's the chick she's in Cuba now? She can't come back here. What's her name?
There is Angela Davis.
Black Panther.
There is Angela Davis.
What?
It is Angela Davis.
What did you just say?
I said it is Angela Davis.
Okay. Thank you. I don't, she can't come back here. I was like, what did you... I don't know. Anyway. But, yeah, she can't come back here no more. That's a ride or die chick.
Okay.
So, ride or die chick's been around since the beginning of the time.
Okay.
But it's just that the level of what level they're willing to go to. Most ride or chick die chicks are associated with the actual phrase, ride or die. These chicks are willing to die for their man, for their beliefs. These are chicks that are willing to
say. The old stand by your man chicks.
Exactly. They'll take a bullet.
Oh,
whatever. They will have sex with whoever they need to. They are ride or die. They're like, look, whatever you want me to do, you only got to ask me once. I'm never going to question you. I'm just going to do because you say it's right. And whatever you say, I'm behind. I'm automatically believing. You ain't got to convince me. You ain't got to give me no long speeches. You ain't got to slap me
into shape. As long as my man say it, it's God's truth.
I'm just going to go along. They just going to go along with what you say. So you have a couple of ride or die chicks. I don't know too many of them. I know a couple, and they're a gangster. They're a straight gangster. I'm talking, he says, go over there and snatch that woman's chain. she's walking over there and snatching that woman's chain. Okay. If he says, why don't you give it to my homies? He just got home. You know, he did a football bid. You know, he just getting back. Go hook him up. She going over there to hook homie up. Because a man said, because she's a ride or die chick. I know, I say maybe two women like that. I don't know too many, but I know maybe two that are willing to say, you know what, it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. I'm going to give you boys some too. I'm going to take care of the whole, it's like she's like the mother cub of the whole, you know, she's going to, yeah, this one need, I got you. I got you, I got you.
Let's just clarify this. Everything that you've named, everything that you've said, in your opinion, a ride or die is basically negative.
All the examples you've given
is somebody that's, you know, submissive and it's somebody who's submissive and somebody who, you know, basically can't think for themselves, can't make their own decisions.
It's not that they can't make their own decisions. It's just that whatever he decides is going to trump whatever she decides. So it's like,
she was one of the first women to call her man daddy.
Well, you can't be a dominant ride or die chick. That doesn't make sense. That's an oxymoron, because you can't be a dominant, but I'll do whatever you say. That's totally throwing the whole thing off. She can have her own decisions, her own thoughts. Okay, let's just say that she decides on her own, you know what, I'm going to go rob that. Well, not even rob, let's do something positive. You know what, I'm going to go buy this house, okay, because, you know, my man wants a house. I'm going to go buy this house. Okay, I like this house, I like the neighborhood it's in, I'm going to just go buy this house for the both of us. And if he doesn't like the house, or he says, well, you know, I'm glad you went and, you know, bought me a house and everything, and I'm flattered, baby, but, you know, I would have rather lived on, you know, the east side. It ain't nothing for her to sell that house and get another house on the east side. You know, it's not because, you know, well, I like it here better. She knows she's a ride or die. If he can prove to her and say, yo, it's better for me here. My business is over here. You know, if he can prove to her a certain case, like, you know, give her the reason why, yeah, she'll be like, you know what, that makes a lot more sense. You know, let's do this. But I don't think that it's just totally dominant part where it's like she's just programmed to do whatever he says to.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, that's the way I was getting at, because, you know, at the end of the day, to be a ride or die chick, you know, the term or the terminology has been twisted, like everything else, have evolved into something totally different, where it was something 30 years ago, where we was fighting for a cause, and I had your back no matter what. You know, now we have things like, you know, where's the borderline from being a submissive when you're just told what to do and you don't have your own opinion and you don't have your own mind and you don't have a reason. You know, he didn't give me a reason. He just said, I wanted to be on the east side. And you get up and you do whatever it is you do to get back on the east side. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There is a line there. Because it's a very fine line, but there is a line there. There is a criteria, there, so to speak, to be somebody that's submissive and then somebody that's a ride or die attitude. Just because necessarily I'm a ride or die doesn't mean I don't have my own thoughts, my own opinions, and my own mind. And it doesn't also mean that this man can't do wrong in my eyes, because I do know the difference between right and wrong. You know, it gets really blurred, so to speak.
Yeah,
He didn't brainwash me. I'm not talking about those that have been brainwashed by this guy who's been delusional by this guy. I'm not talking about that lady. Because, like I said, there is a fine line. I'm not talking about that lady. I'm talking about the lady who chooses Not because he does the, you know, he told me to, but that's my boo. There is a choice. I'm doing this because that's my boo. I'm not doing this because he brainwashed me and I don't know what's going on around about my surroundings and I don't know the right and wrong and I can't tell a difference. I know everything that's going on.
Could it be right or die because of love?
Huh?
Could it be right or die because of love?
Right. It could be ride or die because of love.
Okay.
You know, I love this person. I'm devoted to this person. You know, certain things I let slide for the simple fact that I don't want to disrupt what we got. You know, so there is a fine line for somebody. Like I said, that's...
We're not going to ask how fine of a line.
Well, each case, different scenario.
Yeah.
Chevy. Chef.
Yeah, what up?
Ew. Give me attitude. I ain't do nothing for you. What's your thought on the ride or die chick?
The best chick to ever. Simple.
Sounds okay.
Like all
right. 919. Oh, now you want to talk?
Okay. Yeah. I'm done.
Okay. 919 on the quest.
I think it's pretty much
up.
The way you explained it. I think a ride and die chick is a woman who is willing to follow their man to the depths of hell. I mean, that doesn't make her necessarily a fool or submissive. Matter of fact, when I think of ride or die chicks, I don't even think of them being submissive. I'm thinking of a partner who's willing to work with their partner to get whatever goals they have decided to get done at whatever cost. And that's the way I see it.
That sounds good, but like I said, it's been, I guess as far as it's been portrayed, that fine line, it's been a very fine line.
Well, it's kind of hard to think of the positive factor because when everything's going good, it's hard not to step in line when everything's rolling smooth. You know what I'm saying? I tell you, I get you the ride and die chick. Look at Hillary Clinton. For her to deal with all that bullshit with her husband stepping out all them different times, and it, all she did was stay in line and do what she needed to do to get her husband through the president and then wait her turn so she could do what she wanted to do. That's right. Now, you can say I guess you could even look at negative in that, but what it came down to is she decided the main goal or the big picture was a lot more important than the little small things going on around her.
Yes, he was the most powerful man in the world, but now she is the most powerful woman in the world.
Right, she waited her turn, and he stepped in line, and now he's following. Now he's following her lead. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I can agree with that. Well, let's look at her. At that time, I thought she was the best person in the world. Like, I understood that. I agree with that. There was a lot of people out there who just thought she was a straight idiot. Do y'all think if she would have stepped up and wailed and screamed and everything else in between, do you think she would have made it to where she's at now?
Nope.
I mean, everybody would have been justified of, you know, if she did do that. We all would have known. Like, I don't think anybody, there would have been, you know, I disagree with her. And I know a lot of women that said they couldn't do that.
But
what a lot of people forget about Hillary is Hillary had better grades, had a better career. We're talking about as a lawyer. She's a better lawyer. She was a better student. She had more going for her than Bill had for him. Bill was an okay student with a lot of charisma.
And
Hillary, on the other hand, she was the brains of the whole other group. And that's what a lot of people hated Hillary going into the White House. A lot of, if people think back to that time period, going into the White House, everybody was saying then Hillary would be running the White House and Bill would be sitting in the corner. If you guys remember, that was their Republicans' big thing. But, you know, Hillary was a smart woman. She knew what she wanted to get done. She knew how to get it done, and she stood the line and did what she needed to do to get take care of the goals she wanted.
And until one Democratic National Convention, everybody knew that Hillary was going to have a seat at the White House. She may not necessarily have a seat where she wants at the White House now, but she still has an office now nearby. And the situation is the fact that, we just happened to come upon this one man who came out of Illinois who was a community organizer who just shocked everybody. And who, by the way, happened to be black. So that's how that went. You know.
So you think if Obama didn't jump in, Hillary would have been the next president?
You got it. That's easy.
Think we would have really went for a female president?
Yeah.
With the politics of the world, I'm thinking I'd rather our president be black than be a woman. That I'm just going by history.
Why?
What was that? Somebody said something.
Into that. I want a woman president.
Yeah, right. Like, I'd rather be a black man than to be a white woman. Even just to be a woman.
Why?
Pick me where we can. Interesting situation right there. I don't know. That's something for Brick House, a politics show.
That's the old, like our old saying goes, another show, another topic.
That whole okay, so we have this ride or die chick, this chick that has they're talking about Jennifer Hart. First of all, let me see. They're talking about Jennifer Hart in the chat room. Russ says only him and Black Reporter will know who Jennifer Hart is.
That's going way back.
I don't know who Jennifer Hart is.
It's the 80s, from Heart to Heart. It was a female lead. Her husband's name was Jonathan Hart. Come on, it wasn't that far ago. Come on.
I didn't know what it was. That's a show?
Well, you're too young, Chef. You're too young.
I'm a kid.
Way too young, Chef.
Too young, too.
Yeah, what are you like?
Was y'all in diapers when that show was on?
Are we talking about Jennifer Hart, the wife of the politician, or are we talking about Jennifer Hart, the actress?
Oh, for heaven's sake. I don't know.
Russ also on the quest, what did you mean by proper dick and low self-esteem will go a long way?
Ooh.
Ain't that something?
Ooh.
I thought I got away with that one.
No, you didn't.
The question was, somebody at some point said, I don't understand how people get to be that way, or at least that's the way I heard the comment made, or I don't understand the mentality of a ride and die. You know.
Well, I mean, it's like the old Patsy Cline song. I know I'm dating myself, but the old Stand By Your Man.
It is Stand By Your Man, and there was a quick comment that I made then, but before we gathered more thought into what a ride or die chick is versus what you call submissive. And so, yeah, if you're gonna distinguish between the two, There's a lot of submissive women out there where that's the case. than anything else.
Hold on a second, bro. The situation is you would never call Hillary submissive, right?
No, I'm not calling. No, I'm saying when I typed that when she first started the conversation, before we discussed the idea that there is a difference between, or a thin line, as Crush said, between submissive and ride or die.
Yeah.
And once she said that, I realized that that first comment that I made wasn't proper.
Okay.
That would lean further towards the submissive side.
Okay.
Because odds are I see a ride or die chick as a partner more so than a submissive.
Yeah.
Who's worth.
You can call Hillary ride or die. There's no way you can call Hillary submissive.
Okay, so you keep saying that, Black Reporter, but now that I sit back and I think about it, and we going back, as far as you look at the history of Hillary and Bill, I'm not going to dwell on them, but I am going to, we're using Hillary as an example of a ride or die chick, that everybody can think of. Wouldn't you just say that Hillary could be using Bill? She's a very smart lady. She already know we wasn't ready for that. Like you said, he had the charisma, but she had the brains. Can you just say that basically she used him to get to where she wanted to get, as far as, her position in the White House?
Oh, I don't deny any of that.
Okay.
I don't deny anything.
All right. that seems to be interesting. Okay. Ride or die chick. I don't have it in me. I really don't have it in me. I don't think I can. What about Miss Rice? When did you think she was a ride or die?
Who?
Miss Rice.
Who's that?
Y'all don't know who Miss Rice is?
Miss Rice is the first name.
From what?
Condoleezza Rice? Hello? The lady?
Oh, Condoleezza.
I mean, Miss Rice is y'all know.
Okay, who's she riding for?
Condoleezza Rice. She's riding.
Well, that's a good question. Who is she being
riding for?
Who's she riding for?
That's not a man.
That's who's not.
She don't got a man, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can only ride or die for your man. You can't ride or die for yourself.
Huh?
It's not the same thing.
Why not?
I just told you.
Because, what, you following yourself? I mean, you supporting yourself?
A ride or die, yeah, why not?
Okay,
I'm looking at it like this. Ride or die is a personality trait. No, it's a personality trait. We all have this trait in us. Some have it to an extreme, and, some have it not to an extreme. But when it comes down to like you said, when it comes down to getting something done, to supporting something, and this is what a ride or die chick does. She supports, she gets the job done, and she, you can't tell her no wrong.
Well, yeah, that's right.
So I can ride or die for myself. I support myself. I do what I need to do. You can't tell me nothing because I'm going to get it done.
That's true.
So, you can say you ride or die for yourself. I'm not going to ride or die for no dude. I don't have the heart. I don't have the heart. I can't
the right
do
one
it
yet.
Huh?
I just ain't found the right one yet.
No. Ain't that much good penis in the world. I'm sorry.
It's always about the penis.
I mean,
about
the The penis is amazing, but it only lasts for 3 minutes. I'm sorry. That only lasts for 3 minutes. That feeling don't last a lifetime. I'm sorry. Nope.
Yeah, you definitely.
Another terminology we use that I want to get into is a lot of terminology that we get from guys is wifey. Terminology wifey, quote unquote wifey, W-I-F-E-Y. What is wifey? According to y'all, I want to start with Chev because Chev is the youngest one here. Chev, what's a wifey?
I guess what people say is somebody's significant other.
No, I don't want
to
use that one. What you say?
I really don't like that word, to be honest with you. I'm the
okay,
one person to ask
about
that one.
Right, what's your interpretation of it?
My interpretation is that either it could be somebody significant. Well, somebody significant other, but it could be either girlfriend, girlfriend, engaged, married, or somebody they actually have a special bond with, and they do nice stuff for that person, and they say, oh, that's my wifey, and I love them, and blah, 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 you know, stuff like that, the young people say, you know, add whatever slang you want to it.
What about you, Quest? You've heard the terminology wifey. What do you think is a wifey?
For me? Oh, yeah.
Wifey simple. It's pretty much anybody that a male, well, I'm saying from a male point of view. So anyone that a male feels a personal relationship. Now, it may not necessarily be sexual. It may not necessarily be economic, so on and so on. But it's kind of it's the dominant female figure, other than moms, within a male's life. That's the way I see it. So I mean, it's not the girlfriend that you hang out with. But I'm saying when you go to look for a female when things come down and you come to decision making time, when you look and you're looking for someone to help you make a decision, the first female to come to mind to ask those questions to, that's going to be the wifey type person in your in that person's life. He doesn't necessarily have to be
somebody,
married.
So somebody call
engaged.
A sister, that's their wifey.
Yeah, I guess. Well, you're right. I guess you couldn't have a sister wouldn't qualify. I guess it would have to be a little bit stronger relationship. Then I guess it would have to be more of a personal relationship than I first said. You're right. Sister wouldn't qualify under that definition. But you're right. I guess it would be someone in which that's just it. I know guys that call people wifey who separated, like. That's their girlfriend from 3 years ago. They dating other people. But you talking to him, and he still, when things come up, he'll say, wifey don't like that, and he still refer to her as wifey, even though he
okay,
no longer
is
with.
Are we talking about his actual wife?
No, not his wife. Not his wife. It's still a chick he hang out with. Still a chick he hang out with, but he no longer dating her. He could be dating somebody else. They're not fucking, but still he refer to her as wife. I know two or three guys got women in their lives they refer to. If you ask them what about wifey, what wifey gonna say? We know, not necessarily the girl he talking to right now, the girl. You know, he was with last night. We know it's the other girl, the one, like, baby mama. Maybe it's usually their baby mamas when we say wifey. I just realized
baby
all those guys have...
wifey?
All of them were baby mamas when I think about it. I guess it's
all
a strong emotional attachment.
I'm lost.
What about you, Black Reporter? What you think?
I'm lost.
You lost.
I'm too old school for all of this.
Me too.
So you don't, you know, use that terminology, wifey? You haven't heard that terminology before?
I mean, if, for my wife, yeah.
Oh,
but not
right.
for any ex-girlfriends or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, my opinion.
But you see, I just got through saying that I'm lost and maybe I'm too old school for that. And who was that who agreed with me?
Me. Because I'm I don't really like that word myself. So.
Okay,
yeah, but you okay, Chef? You don't like it. You may not use it in your vocabulary, but you have heard of it.
Yeah, I heard.
So,
I mean, I hear it.
And so,
I hear it
if you right, I'm sure you. I know for a fact you've heard of it, and your friends are using it. Have you ever asked them like, what does that mean, friend? What?
No, I know what it means, but I know what it means. I know how to use it. Depends on
okay,
what you mean by
so,
talking about.
All right, so. What does it mean?
I just well it just means a person they have strong feelings for, a female they have strong feelings for that might be either a girlfriend, an ex girlfriend, somebody they just having sex with without claiming them, which is more confusing, more labels, somebody that they are engaged to or somebody that they're married to. It could vary. It's all about people's interpretation of that, people's use and interpretation of that term. So it do vary.
Why is it that for some reason I'm thinking we're putting layers on top of layers here?
Say that again.
Why does it seem like we're putting layers on top of layers as far as relationships are concerned?
Yeah,
labels on top of labels, is that?
Well,
layers on top of layers, yeah.
Well, I actually said layers on top of layers, but labels on top of labels, I don't know. I mean, it could be the same thing, yeah.
All right, so I was reading something. I was reading something, and they said a dude has four different types of girls in their life. They have their wifey, their boo, their bitch, and their hoe.
No, I had like two of them.
It goes in necessarily that order. 1, 2, 3, and 4. My wifey, my boo, my bitch, and my hoe. What y'all think about that?
That's kind of true.
They said wifey is the only one that is irreplaceable. She is a girl that the guy loves and will always love, and she never wants to see her, and he never wants to see her with another man. He would cheat on her boo. He would cheat on her. He would cheat on her with boo, bitch, and hoe until he matures enough to realize that if he loses wifey, he could be screwed and never be happy again. Would you consider the ride or die chick to be wifey? Would you say that's just another terminology to use for the ride or die?
No, because wifey doesn't necessarily mean that the girl knows about him cheating.
I was waiting for you to raise your hand.
I'm sorry, how do I raise my hand?
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the 215. I was waiting for him to raise his hand. Hi, 215.
Yeah,
what's up, Brown Reporter?
Yo, yeah, that's right. The Brown Reporter coming through, you know, checking in. Make sure I do what I'm supposed to do.
Yo,
I was
there
on time,
don't
though.
Go
that's why you take. I was there on time. Y'all, I don't know what y'all was doing tonight.
That was my fault. I came 15 minutes late. That was my fault. I came 15 minutes late.
Don't go there.
Right.
Not tonight.
I figured people were going to time. But the funny thing is, you know, I came late and you leave, but when you was late, I was there. I'm just saying, Brown Reporter. I'm just saying.
I was there.
I
checked it like this.
You know,
no,
just
I
saying.
I came there on time and I waited. No, listen. I waited there till 10 after. thing is, when you waited for me, I was there on time, and you can see I was talking to the chat room. Like, it at least it was some signs of life.
Now, reporter, you on thin ice, sir.
It's all good. So we are talking about the ride or die. At least you called back. I was asking the guys, you know, what is the definition of a ride or die chick, and what is the definition of another terminology we use, and it's called wifey. And then I just asked if they're one and the same. So what are your thoughts on it?
Well, I mean, I know people who wifey is a ride or die chick. You know what I mean? Like, when you start using them terms, a lot of people get it twisted because some people actually call wifey.
That's what I'm getting. That's what I'm getting.
Actual legally married wife. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, no, a wifey does not have a Y on the end. You understand what I mean? Like, really, if you call your a legally married wife your wifey, you really disrespect her. Because wifey is a goal to be attained. You know, like you gotta get to that step to take away the why, you know. But you know, like all of the questions that I heard you asking, like, you know, a man has a bitch, a ride or die chick, a wifey and all of that. Basically, you know, depending on the mentality of that dude, he might have feelings for all three of them. And really, he might need all four of them. He might need all four of them to complete what he considers to be the right woman, because they might all have a certain characteristic that he finds useful and that he might really admire, but he can't get that all in one woman. For example, like his number one, which might be his wife, she might be somebody that he wouldn't mind having children with, because she might have some things going on with her that are of a particular familial value. You know what I mean? Like, she might be smart. She might have a little education. She might know how to make money. She might either have a decent job, or she might know how to hustle. You understand what I mean? But more than likely, the wifey is the one that you feel the most comfortable around, because she reinforces helping you support your dreams, your aspirations. She will actually listen to you when you know 2-3 o'clock in the morning, you come in all drunk and, you know, we got the raps and shit. She'd be the one, you'd be like, all right, yeah, nigga, I'm gonna sit up all night and listen to you. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you know fix you a grub or something like that. And it's something like that he might look at as, when all else fails, you know, wifey is the one that I would even want to fall back on if everything else fell through. But that doesn't mean
now.
That doesn't.
I'll just go and say the
that
idea.
That doesn't necessarily
there.
Mean.
Hold on. Go ahead.
Okay.
What I was gonna say was that doesn't necessarily mean that the other parts, like whatever his hoe is, you know, I really don't. Well, you know, my general feelings on when dudes call chicks hoes, I've known dudes who call chicks hoes as actually a sign of affection. It sounds crazy, but it's true. You know what I mean? And, you know, so it's not always used as a derogatory term. So, you know, when I hear a dude out in the street, you know, basically calling a chick a hoe, that I've seen him treat like a real woman, like a real lady. You know what I'm saying? That brings to mind that what it is either they've been through something where maybe they met each other by promiscuous means, and he feels a certain kind of shame about that, but at the same time he's very attracted to her. He just don't want to let on to his, you know, that he feels some kind of way about her, because he knows that she probably has the potential to stray away from him, and he would, to protect his feelings, he don't want to look at her as a respectful woman. But when they buy themselves, believe me, he treats her well. I know how the game goes. And now the whole thing about, you know, whoever is this, that's too many terms. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like. I mean, it really is, because, you know, that it's really, we're taking these terms, and they're really derogatory terms, and I don't even really, you know, at my age right now, I don't even know no dudes who be talking like that, because this shit is bullshit. You know, life ain't a rap record. It really ain't. You know, when it really all comes down to it, you're going to be with somebody that you like. You know, now, what you like about them is going to differ from man to man, but at the end of the day, if you laying down with them, there's something about you. There's something about them that you like. You know, you might not know how to express that. You might not even be totally sure what it is. But it's something that keeps you running back. So if there's something there, so you know what I mean. At least that's the way I see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean.
Black Reporter, what you was gonna say now?
Well, first of all, you listen to your Dope Zone right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. This is Black Reporter, along with your host, LaCrush Hearts, and our semi-co-host, Brown Reporter, and all the rest of the gang. Brett, she's still back there somewhere, and Lady C and everybody else. 805-830-8320 is our number, 805-830-8320. Or join us online at foolandfantasyradio.com and join the chat room. We've always got room for you. The thing I was going to say is, can all those people that you mentioned, Crush, be in one person? Wouldn't that necessarily be the ideal thing?
That I mean, you're better off answering that than me. can they? You know, Sun brought it up as far as, you know, all these characteristics, because that's basically what they are, characteristics of women, caliber of women. You know, I guess at the end of the day, that's their way of building their perfect woman. Because I mean, we also have that, and we've heard it too, as far as women is concerned, when building their perfect man. You know, you've heard that. You have the ugly man, the sissy man, the mandingo man. They all serve a different purpose, you know, so to build that perfect man. Brick has a scenario of the same thing, and she calls those men her horsies. But at the end of the day... Right, but at the end of the day, they all serve a certain purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't her stable of men be, you know, also the way of building the perfect man? So, at the end of the day. But, you know, we had a show like that back in December. We had Brick talk about her stable of men. If y'all listened to our show back in December. However, that was more of a submissive thing. So I don't know if that applies.
Rick?
Submissive name?
She's not there right now.
Okay.
So, 919, Quest, you left us, you're back now, you're good?
Yeah, I got. Yeah, you got a question?
Oh, no, wait, hold on. Brick, you still with us?
I've been with you. You just muted me.
I'm
like a jumping bean having 1,000 things to say.
Right, I looked at the chat room. I didn't mute you.
Hey, host.
Okay.
Yeah, look at the chat room. Look at your co-host typing.
Right, that's why I said that. That's why I looked at the chat room. Okay, so what you got to add to the conversation, Brick?
Equals dumb chick. That's what wifey equals, okay? That definition that you gave of wifey, I mean, I was laughing my ass off. Okay, where did they come up with these definitions? I mean, I don't get that, okay? If someone called me a wifey, I would be very, very upset. Very angry, okay?
Yeah.
If somebody called me some damn wifey. Okay, I don't want to be no man's wifey, okay? One man called me that, and I nearly lost it. It's an insult.
It's an insult.
Why is it an insult?
It's an insult because if I'm not good enough to be your wife, what is a wifey? That's like a what? a derivative of wife? I'm not the derivative of anything.
You, wait. You're not a wife until you jump the broom. They don't vows. You're not a wife.
Okay. But
you're not
a
wife until you're a wife.
But what's a wife?
Well, wifey, that means you my number one, and you know, maybe we're taking care of one.
Oh, that's bullshit. That's what the men come up with to keep women in check and make them seem like they something
Wait.
Hold on. Let her finish her thought, and then we can rebuttal. You can rebuttal after that. Go ahead.
No, see, that's some shit to keep women in check. Okay, y'all have been doing this shit for years. Okay, and women go for this stuff. Okay, it's like, you know, a woman wanting to get married. Okay, every time they start talking marriage, y'all divert her off the subject. And veer towards something else, okay? She want an engagement ring. Y'all niggas bring a ring in, oh, but this is a promise ring. It's not an engagement ring. You know, we get all happy and jump up and down over that shit like we really made some fucking progress. I sit there and I laugh at my friends when they come to me with that bullshit. Okay, so I say, oh, girl, yeah. You know, I'm going to finally tell it to him. I'm going to tell him, look, either we're going to be something or I'm moving on. I'm like, okay. So... see him later on. So whatever happened with that? Y'all still together, huh? Yeah. What happened? Well, I went to him. I got upset. He got upset. You know, we promised to talk more about it. You know, we were on a cruise and promised to talk more about it. Oh, so he shut you up with a cruise. No, I don't look at it like that. You know, we just, you know, go talk about it later. Then later on come, well, what happened to it later? Y'all, did y'all ever get to that? Well, you know what? You know, we did some talking and... you know, we're going to, you know, I'm going to meet his mother, and we're going to, you know, do some more talking. It's a way, it's a fail-safe. It's a way to keep the woman in line. It's like a system. Okay, and if I didn't know better, I swear that all y'all men meet up and are taught this shit at the age of 18 somewhere in some kind of bunker somewhere 50 feet underground, if I didn't know better. Because it's like you all got the same story. It's all the same. You know, and my thing is, don't sit up here and call me a wifey, okay? And you got these women up here doing every damn thing a wife does, okay, without the paper. And then y'all sit up there and try to simplify the whole shit by saying, it's just a piece of paper. It doesn't mean anything. That piece of paper means everything in the free world, okay? Because, see, if white man told you, which one's the freedom papers? It's just a piece of paper. You wouldn't stand for that. Okay, you want something to declare that you are a free person, okay? Just like you want something to declare that you are with somebody, that you are legally bound with this person. You two love each other enough to put your assets together, combine everything you own, and it's not me anymore, it's us. That's what that piece of paper says. Okay, but y'all go around with this half-assed way of saying, we're wifey, or you're wifey, and I'll be hubby, and you'll be wifey, and it'll all be good, and we can live together, in, you know, as if we were married, and we can, you know, have a bank account, put money into this one account as if we were married, and we can, you know, do this and do that without the legal tie. So whenever you get ready or you see a fatter ass out there, okay, or you see something that looks just a little bit better, you can say, you know what, I ain't bound to this shit. I'm out of here. Okay? And what does she have to say for yourself? Loads of laundry, but she done scrubbed your dirty drawers and shit, done made you food, done took care of your ass, done picked up your dry cleaning and your medication, you done rolled around in her Jeep, and you know what I'm saying? She done fixed up your car, fixed up your house, fixed up every damn thing that you got, and all she got is memories of that shit. But you know what? It's basically... it's a point that a man has a very short memory when he think about shit like that, okay? Because bottom line, if y'all thought about everything a woman did before you did the shit you did to her, like cheat on her, okay, and dump her for no reason and all this other shit, then it wouldn't get done. But y'all don't think that far. You know, that's why I say any man call me a wifey, I'm going to take a fucking wrench and bang his teeth out of his mouth. Don't call me a wifey. Mm. Okay, I ain't gonna be nobody's wife. If I'm not a wife, I ain't nothing at all. Don't call me no wife. That's why. This is why I have my stance where I am on men today. Okay, because it's shit like that. A wifey. Nah. So you can go ahead, son. Whatever you got to say, I'm sure what you got to say is gonna be quite powerful. But you know that it ain't gonna penetrate here. I'm sorry.
And this political, this political announcement was paid for by Rick.
I'm sorry. That's how I feel.
Son, on the rebuttal.
I mean, it's really very simple. Like a lot of the things that she said, I want to touch on three things. First of all, like the beginning of what she was saying is really, it really illustrates the reason why a lot of men are against getting married, because the way it sounds, from the beginning of the description was like all of the benefits go towards the women. You know, like you rarely hear about what men are going to get out of a marriage. You know, but we concentrate on what we lose should the marriage not work out. So you know, like if it's a finances type thing, you know, like you know we all hear about having to give up half and all of that kind of shit. But the way she made it sound was like we're really giving up our freedom, and really. If two people are really into each other like that, they really love each other like that, they believe in each other like that, the loss of freedom shouldn't be the thing that you should have to worry about. But that's also a maturity issue and a thing that you have to address when your feelings for somebody are so strong that you feel like you have a future for that person. I mean, with that person. The other thing that I want to address is you are assuming that everybody who gets married acts like the type of woman that you would illustrate. Every woman ain't a good woman in a marriage. And like you know, you can't assume that every woman who gets married is marriage material. Because I know some trifling bitches that's entrapped a nigga in a marriage, you know, and then straight flipped the script on him and decided that, you know, I don't have to do none of this shit that I was doing from the beginning because I got him. And I got him legally. And being as though he can't just walk away without losing his assets, you know what I mean? He getting played like that. I've also known women who still have baggage left over from other relationships that they brought into that marriage, unbeknownst to the nigga that they was getting married to, because, you know what I mean? You know, she promised him the world that, you know, she was going to take care of that nigga once they got married. But, you know, I don't want the meaning of a healthy man-woman relationship to get lost in the translation of terminology. You know what I mean? When you know, if you stuck on what you think a wifey is, yet you're doing everything that a wife or a wifey, whatever you want to call it, is. You know, you're really missing the point of what the relationship is supposed to bring in the first place. Number one. You know what I mean? Whether you call it wife or whether you call it wifey, you're not a wife if you haven't jumped the broom, went to the altar, just as a piece, been on a cruise ship with the Vegas, however the fuck you did it, went downtown in the city hall, whatever the case is. If you're not legally married, you're not a wife. You know what I mean? That's number one. But you also have to crawl before you walk. So you're not a wife until you get married. So you won't have to put in that time beforehand, before you become a wife. It's the same way as if I work at a job, I can't go to my boss and say, yo, tell you what, why don't you give me a raise and then I'll start working real hard for you. It don't work that way. He gonna say, nah, nigga, you get your ass out there, you bust ass, and let me see that you're worthy of more money, and then I'll pay you. So it's the same thing that applies in a relationship. I'm not gonna marry a woman that's telling me that after I marry her, that she gonna represent. You gonna be representing the whole motherfucking time. I'm gonna have to represent the whole time too, because you know we talk about the strongest union in the world. You know what I mean? So I don't want to get lost in, you know, all caught up in what's the difference between a wife and a wifey. The bottom line is this: if a man calls you his wifey, you know that was the third thing. When we talk about people playing each other, you know, men not really wanting to fully commit to a woman, so they've employed certain tactics like buying them a ring or setting an engagement to suffice until he feels like he's ready. By the way, somebody got us on speakerphone, and that feedback is like blowing my mind. You know what I mean? At least you can do is mute. But check it out. Yeah, like. you know, a lot of there are men who do that the same way I was telling you that there are women out there who give false pretenses or give a different version of how they're going to conduct themselves after they become married. But when it comes to a man or woman, if they love each other enough, they want to be with each other enough, whether they husband and wife or whether they my nigga and my bitch or my wifey and hubby, whatever the fuck all that shit is, if they want to be together and they feel it's necessary to stay together in whatever capacity, because everybody don't want to be legally married. Some people just don't want to do this shit, and that's male and female. You know what I'm saying? So whatever they decide on, it's all right for me. But as far as the terminology is concerned, look, I don't care. If you're not my wife and I've never been married, then you must have been my wife. Especially if we was together 10 years in a relationship, you had to be something. You had to be a step above just my girl. And I can prove that to you because you take this scenario right here. If I have a main chick that I've been kicking it with for years and years and years, and then I fuck around with another chick on the side. Now, if I keep fucking around with this chick on the side, after a while, my feelings are going to grow strong for her. Her feelings are going to grow strong for me, too. I still got my main chick. Now, it would be easy for me to kick it like, well, you know, look, always respect my main chick because I told you about that, and you know what it is. When at the end of the day, that chick on the side is gonna be like, well, let me break this shit down here. He loves his main girl. Told me he loved me. His main girl do certain things for him. I do certain things for him. He breaks his main girl off with a couple of dollars. He break me off with a couple of dollars. What's the difference between his main girl and me? Nothing. The only thing that separates y'all is. The only thing that separates y'all is the story that he's telling either one of y'all. But if one of y'all was married, then it would be a major difference. And that's my version of it. That's 7-5-3. Win the circle of entertainment. Sun always shines. So yeah, that's what I got.
Are you just doing a shameless plug? Black Reporter, I think that feedback was coming from Black Reporter, so I put the Black Reporter on mute. But we got the 919 Quest. What you want to add to the topic, Quest? What kind of whipped cream you want to add to it?
I really believe Brick misunderstood. Son, first off, say something, son. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I really wish I lived in Philly. Because me and you would be tired.
We're going to go get beer.
You and I think you like... Boy, anyway, outside of that, now, Brick, let me start by saying there's a lot of hate in you.
No, it ain't. Not at all.
And I don't know who did you wrong.
The hate is on you. It's on you. It ain't none on me. It's all on you coming towards me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But... I'm going to ask all the men who ever heard the... Like, Black Reporter obviously is not familiar with Wifey, but if you talk to the men in the room, I believe in you, ask them, Wifey is not a term that a man uses with his girlfriend. Now, he doesn't refer... He doesn't say, you're my wifey. They never... Men don't do that. Now, when men are with men... They may refer to a girl as their wifey. That means that if I when I get to the point to marry, this woman is the one. This might be the one for me. It's a way of placing ownership or letting everyone else know how they feel. Okay, about this particular woman. Why this woman has so much more so much influence, because he may have four or five other women in his life that all these other guys know about. But they know that wifey is the main one. That's the one that takes care of him.
Oh, so that makes the situation better?
It doesn't make the situation better. But you attack
wifey. Now, out of all the bitches that you messing with, I'm the number one top dog bitch. Give me a break. But, you know, they also refer to that in, I mean, what we use in our terminologies that we get in the, you know, as far as like,
I think it's
like,
a male term used by males. It's not women. It's not, men don't say to women. And, Fresh, have anybody ever referred to you as wifey? Or you
I'm
ever heard any
material.
Woman?
I say that. I say I'm not wifey material.
Well... have you ever heard
that's
a
what
man?
I say I'm not wifey material.
Okay, well.
I mean, I get what you're saying.
I don't know you well
but
enough
there's also
you are
another
or not.
Terminology. Okay, so I get what you're saying. And we're just doing, I'm just throwing out the different terminologies, but there is a terminology out there that I've heard a lot, I guess because, you know, the underground world, if you will, and it's called a bottom chick. And I've heard this terminology.
Funny.
Have y'all heard this terminology before? A bottom chick?
Yeah, but it's not a bottom chick. It's only a bottom bitch, and that's only on some female.
Well, I know this bitch, but I just didn't want to use the word bitch. I know that.
That's the only way you can use it.
Right.
Only
it,
way
is.
It only exists in that world. That only even exists
exactly.
In regular healthy relationships. That's all. It don't work that way.
It don't work that way. But
because
tell the folks out there who don't know what a bottom bitch is. Tell them who's a bottom bitch.
Okay.
And
well, a bottom is basically, well, when it comes to prostitution, when a pimp has a stable of hoes, he uses a bottom bitch to be the madam of all of the rest of the bitches. So she is his main girl. She's sort of like she would be sort of like a pimp wifey because you know she has sex with him on a regular basis, but he basically only brings those other chicks in. So she actually collects the money from the rest of the chicks and makes sure that you know their business is taken care of, that they're not out there, that they're not stealing money or lending their service to a rival pimp and all that kind of stuff. So a bottom bitch is a worker. She has a job. She's just not a person. You know, just a regular person just hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
She gotta actually, you know, she gotta check them hoes. Like, yo, where the fuck is his money? You know what I mean? What the fuck you been doing? You know, you've been out there all night. Why you don't have this check? She has a certain amount of authority. But that only exists in the prostitution world. You know what I mean? Because you'd be hard pressed to have a regular nigga out there. And he gonna tell his girl, "Well, listen, you know what I mean? You know I got a baby by, you know, a couple of chicks from around the corner." But they decide, you know, I mean, sometimes they be getting on my nerves. I need you to go handle that for me. And that's a whole different world. You know? And so, that's on some prostitution shit, bottom bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so niggas can play around with these terms. You know what I mean? It's just like. I'm not gonna go with that. You know, we're just gonna keep it linear. We're just gonna deal with the terminology at hand. You know what I mean? Bottom bitch refers to prostitution, not in regular healthy relationships,
right.
or even not
so,
in healthy relationships.
Healthy relationships. Any of these terminologies are they healthy relationships? A wifey, the ride or die chick. I mean. You said Brick is a hater. I don't think she's a hater. I think she just feels strongly about how she feels. I didn't see her hating. I really didn't see her hating at all. I don't see hate at all. You said she's a hater. I didn't see that as hate at all. Like that's the same thing as somebody calling you a bitch. I may act like a bitch, but I'm not a bitch. I'm not a female dog. And, you know, shouldn't it fall the same way? So
I think Brick is just tied a little too close to the terminology, but not really taking a broader looking at the broader scope of the representation of what the relationship is. That's all. You know, like if we can tie a little. Alright, it's like being as though I was a 5%er, right? If I see a bunch of rappers in front of the chicken spot
talk about they in a cipher, I might feel some kind of way about that because I'm like, that's not a cipher. You know what I mean? A cipher is a bunch of guys, too. Not no fucking niggas rapping about dumb shit on the corner. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but that's only if I'm so tied to that terminology, I can't look at the broader scope of how it relates to pop culture or how other people might interpret it or basically have taken the word and made it mean something different. Just like different parts of the country, we might use similar slang, but it might not mean the same thing. By the way,
of course.
You know what I mean?
Of course. I was going to say that there's a phrase that's been overused here in the South, and I know it's been used the same way up in the North, that, you know, that she's a lady in the streets or whatever in the sheets, you know.
Right.
So, and I know it's supposed to mean that, you know, she's as fine as the ladies out there, but when you get her behind closed doors, she can be whatever you want her to be.
Right.
So.
I want to talk about something you asked me a second ago about the healthy relationship thing. My definition of a healthy relationship is, first of all, it depends on what your level of health is, because everybody's health ain't gonna be the same. You understand what I mean? The same way a skinny person health is a little different than a fat person health. And what they consider to be skinny and what they consider to be fat is going to be different from person to person. You understand what I mean? So what might work for me and be healthy in a relationship that I'm in may not be so healthy for somebody else. Because we're not just talking about physical health. We're not just talking about some, yo, every time I'm around this bitch, I get sick. I'm not talking about that. But you have to take your emotional health into the conversation. If somebody is feeding you emotion healthily, then that is a good relationship. And I've seen that done in a whole lot of different ways that in ways I thought was unhealthy, but to them being so they deciding on that being okay. You know, that was okay. You know, I had to rock with that. Like, for example, all right, Chris, you know a lot about the swinging lifestyle. You know what I mean? For somebody who doesn't partake in that, they look at that shit like it's crazy. Like, yo, that shit ain't healthy. But for the people who doing it, they made a decision. They worked out the rules. They decided that's okay between the both of them. So for them, it is healthy. You know what I mean? So I can't put a value on the healthiness of somebody else's relationship. I can only make sure that I audit mine on a regular basis and make sure that it's healthy for me. So that, I mean, I just want to say that part about the healthy relationship part.
Right.
But then at the same time, you've got your politicians like this man who's running against our president, who says that a marriage is a true marriage is a unity between a man and a woman, but in his religion, it's a man and a woman and another one and another one and another woman, and as many sister wives as he can get.
Well, you know, he's going to have to deal with that when the time comes, because he keeps avoiding the question. He ain't going to be able to get out of it with the election coming up. So, you know, more power to it. I can't wait, because he wants to put them cards on the table. You know what I'm saying? I mean, personally, if I was him, well, I guess I can't say if I was him, because, you know, he knows that there's so many people against that. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, with his religious practices, the polygamy is the only good thing about the whole shit. The rest of that whole ass bullshit is crazy. But if you could join a religion where it was all right to have five wives just like temporarily, you know what I'm saying?
Temporarily.
You know, like I'm a Mormon, you know what I mean? So I could, you know, check on this second and third wife, but you know, I'd kill it.
But I also want to say this. I do agree with Brick as far as men using certain things to get control of a relationship or control of a person, and women falling for it. So, you know,
can I ask you a question?
Can I ask you a question, though?
Does it also work the other way also, too?
Does it?
I was just talking about that earlier.
Women don't have a terminology that, I mean, we have our
just because you don't have a terminology for it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
But we don't have a terminology for it.
So women have chased you around, Black Reporter, wanting a commitment, and you've been running from it.
Wait a minute. Women do have a terminology for when they jerking nigga around.
Oh, what's that?
So
for when they, it's called a fucking liar. Yeah. You've been fucking lying. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you know where you been? Like, look, come on, please. My man was legally married to his wife. He had like 6 kids. This trifling bitch was so ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? I used to just block her whole moves without even knowing her, but you know, real recognized real. I watched her give away birthday pussy. I watched her give away Valentine's Day pussy and Mother's Day pussy, and this nigga couldn't see it. I'm like, you off the line. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sure she didn't tell him that she was going to become a hoe after she got married. I'm sure she didn't put him on with that. You know what I mean? What? Yeah, that's exactly the script that she followed. You know what I mean? You know, when MySpace was out, they moved into the project. Well, you know, they got the townhouses in Philly, you know, so the new projects and shit. So they moved into there. She kicks my man out. First of all, he couldn't be on the lease because two married people can't live in the project. Ah. So she kicked my man out. Got the new dude.
Let me tell you something about that whole situation. Okay. First of all, it seems like we talk about apples and oranges. I'm talking about women that want to commit, and you talk about that men that committed to women that were done wrong. Okay, this is two totally separate things we're talking about here. I'm talking about the man.
I'm talking about
a man's failure to commit to a woman, but want everything out of her that he can get out of a wife. You're talking about guys that already got married.
I was just talking about a woman who committed to a man, but she didn't commit to him.
Okay, but see, let me tell you this. Okay, true. But just because you get married don't mean you give up your common sense. Okay? If this man is stupid enough to let a woman run him into an apartment, okay, that he can't even stay in, that's his stupidity. Okay? If y'all would stop thinking from your privates and start thinking with your brain, wouldn't nobody be able to pull nothing over on you? Because if you notice, when it goes wrong between a man and a woman, the woman got her shit together. Okay? We got her together. Yeah, we may be in love, and we may be blinded, but let me tell you something. When the shit hits the fan, and we realize, wait a minute. This nigga think he gonna walk out of here with everything and leave me with nothing? I don't think so. That's when the claws come out. Okay?
But you're speaking for yourself. You're not representing everybody out there.
One that will.
That's let me tell you
something. At some point, it's her
that
fault.
That is exactly
it ain't always
what
the
I try
fault.
To tell my sisters every single day. Every day. I'm that one that's saying, can't throw that man the hell out because he ain't going to commit. I'm that chick, okay? That's like, no, forget it, it ain't going to work. Okay, that's me.
I have to mute people. I can do that. But, you know, let's just keep this at one at a time. What you wanted
and
to say,
Quest?
What I was saying was if a woman decides, I mean, if a woman feels like the man is taking advantage, it's her responsibility, not the man's responsibility to move on. And now I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm not trying to be smart with it. But it's vice versa. That goes both ways. If the woman is cheating on the man and he decides to stay and let the woman cheat on him, that's on him. He can't blame all women for that. Just like the woman can't blame all men because the one that she wants ain't ready to commit to her. You can't make somebody else
exactly.
decide that you're the
I
one.
I never said that. I know this. I know this is true. I'm the one that convinces the chick to cut her losses. Okay? I'm that one. All right?
You just gave a whole laundry list of all the shit that a woman do to keep a man happy, and then how the man is fucked up because he didn't commit after this whole laundry list.
No.
Well, maybe that laundry list should only got to
no,
be five items
you,
long.
You're not
before she just
to what I said.
On.
Okay. Okay. The woman. That's why I said don't call me no wifey. I'm not gonna be a man's wifey, and I don't encourage women to be no man's wifey. Okay, if he want all of those perks, let him marry you and get it that way. Okay, I ain't never encouraged nobody to be nobody's damn wifey. And when I see my friends doing it, it makes me very angry. I'm like, why are you sitting up here like they say the proverbial giving the who's gonna buy the cow if you giving the milk away for free? That's exactly. It's never a true statement.
Wait,
gonna sit up there.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm hearing two things. You know, what I was saying earlier was how you gonna promise to do everything that a wife does after y'all get married? Don't you have to show and prove something up front?
Wait a minute. How do you know that if you go to the store and buy a cut of beef, it's gonna cook the exact way you want it to cook? So it should allow you to just take one home and cook it anyway, just to see. And then if it does right,
I know,
okay, you'll take it.
Back and I know something is wrong with that beef. I can take it back, money back guarantee.
Oh, you know it's a way where you can take beef back.
If I take the beef home and I find out that beef is sticking, if it's sitting too long outside of
the refrigerator. No, I didn't say if it was sticking.
First of all, that's not the same thing. What I'm saying is, just like I gave the example earlier, you can't go to your boss and say that you're gonna work hard after you get a raise. You gotta work hard then you get a raise. So how you mean to tell me that you think a nigga is gonna go for? All right, I'm gonna do everything for you after
you know what I tell
you. You ain't showed nothing up front.
We talked about this before. I think last month or month before last, we talked about when you move in with somebody to determine if they're marriage material, and a lot of us agreed that you know we should move in first to see if we're compatible, if we're marriage material, if we're ready for that next step. And, you know, as far as the terminology, wifey, it is just that, a terminology. It doesn't reflect anybody. Me personally, when I'm thinking of the terminology and I'm thinking of the situation and I'm listening to what y'all saying, me personally, and I've said this many times ago and always, everybody knows this to be true, I don't want to be married. I'm not looking to be married. I'm not looking to be anybody's wife. However, I'm not against the idea of being in a long-term relationship with somebody. Okay. Now, when you're dealing with somebody on a long-term basis and you start to do things that a husband or a wife do, we're going to move in together. We're going to split the bills. We're going to love each other. We're going to commit to each other. So the same thing that the only difference between me being in a long-term relationship with that person and that person being my husband is that piece of paper and it being a legal thing. But, however, I did commit myself to this person. And what, it may have been in front of the guard, it may have been in front of kids, but I did tell this person, listen, I'm not dealing with nobody else. We had a monogamous relationship. This is just between me, you, and I. You know, whatever our arrangements may be, this may be between you. Whether I move in with him, he moves in with me. You know, I'm doing everything that a wife does. But I am not married. I don't want to be married, so I legally don't want to get married. I don't want the wedding and the whole shaboom. So, at the end of the day, if I'm going by what the terminologies mean, and then you had to put me in the category, you would say that I'm wifey. I gave him the whole cow, milk, and shaboom before anything. So, you know, once again, I don't find it to be derogatory, disrespectful. It's a terminology. You know, this just because you call me a hoe and or a bitch, once again, doesn't necessarily mean I'm a bitch, but I do have bitches' ways. It doesn't mean that, you know, you're disrespecting me because I'm a wifey, but I am doing everything that, you know, a wife would do if we were married. I've been with this man. I buried this man's child. I mean, we have women that have done this. You know, I have his child. We go through ups and downs. We, you know, that's, you know, today's society as far as being in a relationship, whether it be healthy or not healthy. So, I mean, it depends. You know, and then he didn't ask me to marry him. I didn't ask him to marry me. You know, that's something you need to take into consideration. So even though in one eye it may look like it's not enough, in my eyes maybe it's enough. So.
Well, that's what I was saying. That's exactly what I was saying with the healthy relationship part. You know, like if y'all can't agree on exactly what y'all want out of a relationship, that's one thing. But, you know, like, you know, people look at successes and failures in different ways that I don't think are really fair. You know, like, I can look at somebody else's relationship and be like, you know what I mean, I don't want that for me. So I can look at them like they're too unorthodox or their shit is fucked up or whatever. But if that's working for them, I don't have anything to say about that. The same way as I'm not going to let nobody say nothing about mine. I'm living this. I got this. We got this. You understand what I mean? But I don't know. The one thing I can't really wrap my mind around is how, like, you know, when we talk about how you gonna who gonna buy the cow when you get the milk for free? That's what, you know, the reason that shit sounds so one sided is because nobody takes into account what the man is doing also before. You know what I mean?
What is he doing?
What
is he doing? Tell me what he's doing.
Breaking bread? Oh, whoa. But is he breaking bread? Is he representing the bedroom? Is he taking care of kids? You know what I'm saying? Is he spending time? I know niggas who got girls who don't drive. They running to pick them up every fucking way they go. That shit is a job. It ain't what I want. You know what I mean? But I see niggas doing that. They ain't married. You can't just look at one side of it.
So you're saying that the man has to represent as well, and he does this by breaking her off something in the bedroom and spending time with her.
Breaking bread. First of all, he's giving money. I don't know no niggas. I know niggas who say they don't give up no money, but I don't know no niggas that don't give up no money. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, all that is bullshit. I don't know, those niggas that got a girl and the girl is totally comfortable and he'll never break off nothing. You know, I don't give a fuck whether it's Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Christmas, something. You're going to have to represent you on some day. You know what I mean? Now, if you're the type of nigga that gets lost for holidays, I think, well, you already know what it is. But if you're there, You break your bread. Whether you get it or whether you just cut the check, regardless, you still represent it.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't no one sided thing. It ain't no thing where the woman do everything and the man just sit back like you know what I mean? You would think we just sitting up, you know, with our feet up with the game on the remote in our hand eating the chicken platter. Get the fuck out of here.
You need to meet New York niggas. Did you need to meet New York niggas?
Well, I know one thing. New York niggas ain't no thorough than Philly niggas. And if all Philly niggas ain't getting it, then all New York niggas ain't getting it either. You know what I mean? One thing I know about all niggas, live niggas get treated like live niggas. And something niggas get treated like something niggas. And that's the way it is.
Wherever they from.
Wow. Okay. Can I just interject here? This is the Adult Zone with LaCrush and
Black Reporter, and we have 10 minutes left in the
we
program.
Started a little late, but now we starting to get into the groove of things. we have Brick representing Brooklyn. We have Sun 752 representing Philly. We have On the Quest representing North Carolina. We have Big Chevy representing Brooklyn, and we have me representing Brooklyn, and we also have a new caller on the air with their hand up, the 347-367. State your name and where you're calling from.
This is Skylar calling from Brooklyn.
Skylar.
How you doing?
What's going on?
This is a heated conversation. I was kind of hesitant pressing one for a second. You got to tread softly on this conversation tonight.
You got to tread softly. Yeah, one of them days. What's going on? We're talking about the ride or die chick. We're talking about wifey. You've heard part of the conversation. What are your thoughts?
Wow. Honestly, like you said, it's a terminology. It's a term of infection, how one person, either a guy or a girl, would feel towards, you know, one another. I took offense to the fact of, you know, New York people don't do what they're supposed to do and so on and so forth. I personally, I'm like, not all.
Well, we know that. That's going to be a topic. Too.
I mean,
if it doesn't apply, let it fly. What are you talking about?
I get the fact now that how everything is set up, that women are in work in other fields, women are starting to become very dominant. And some women, and I know a couple of women who was like, okay, I would rather do the work. You stay home with the kids. That's a full-time, like you said, that's a full-time job. And that's commitment right there. Because if a guy works and he's paying those bills and he's doing all this, he wants to make sure that his kids are coming home to someplace safe, someplace, you know, they have somebody there. Women are like that too. Women get to the point where they're dominant, they want to work, they want to do all this, but they still want somebody, they want their child's father or husband or ride or die chick home with their kids. So, I mean, however you choose to define that whole sense of ride or die, that's really up to you and how your opinion is. So, I mean, that's how I see it. It looks however somebody else, how they choose to put it. Maybe somebody's working and the other person is not. But like you said, there's a point where, you know, guys are not just honestly sitting around not doing nothing. I honestly don't know anybody like that in my circle. So
I agree with that too, to an extent. And I think I understand where Sun 752 is coming. You know, when we're talking about wifey and commitment and all this other stuff, you know, we're not just talking about what women are doing. You know, woman is giving you everything, taking care of you, cooking, cleaning, doing, you know, back and forth. But men are also doing the same thing, whether it be paying a bill, whether it be, you know, taking you out, whether it be taking care of your child. You know, we have men that really do step up to the plate and do everything that a husband would do. And there's no terminology for that. I mean, if we're not married, I'm not calling you hubby. The only thing I could call you is my man or my boyfriend. I don't have another terminology for it, and I think that's where the confusion is coming from. We have all these terminologies for women, whether it be a wifey, whether it be a boo, whether it be, you know, we don't have that for men. We don't have those terminologies for men where we could put them in different categories. Of the sort. If you my man, you just my man. If you my husband, if you my husband, then you're just my husband. You know, there's no terminology in between. You know, there's no terminology as far as like categories, and that is going to be our topic for next week is the different categories in relationship. There's no categories in between to define what you are. You know, if I'm going out with Sun 752 and me and Sun 752 been together for 4 or 5 years, and you know, me and him got that relationship. He done moved in with me, or I moved in with him. We're splitting bills down 50-50. We're taking care of his kids. We do all this stuff. There's no terminology. He's not my husband. Bottom line, I'm not gonna go to say, oh, that's my hubby. You don't do that. You know that's just my man. Hold on. But that's just my man. You have those that I've only been in a relationship with him for 3 months, but we committed to each other. He live in his place. I live in my place. You know, we go out here and there and stuff like that. That's still, once again, just my man. There's no other terminology for me to use. What you gonna say, son?
Basically, when we say terminology, you know, we talk about hip hop terminology for the most part, anyway, because that's where the white people came from. But a lot of times a woman is in a relationship with a dude, but she's not really sure how serious he is about her, and she may be unsure of how strongly she feels about him. So she don't know if they really have a future involved. A lot of times they just say, well, that's my dude. So that's acknowledging that, I am in somewhat of a committed relationship, but I don't know if it has a future in it. You know what I mean? If it's really like that, God's daughter would see. You know what I mean? Maybe we either had kids or been through a whole lot of shit together, represented for each other for whatever reason. I mean, a lot of times, the only terminology that she uses as father is that's my man, because he's doing what a man is supposed to do, and you know what I mean, whether he's my husband or not, even if he's my husband, he's still my man. But he's my man because he acts like a man with me. He's doing what a man should do. You know what I mean? He's doing what real men do. And that you gonna find that in all men. You know that. You know, a lot of dudes say, you know, there's a difference between males and men. I don't get into all of that shit. That's just more and more terminology. You know, males are capable of doing a lot of things in different species, but I know what a man should do. You know what I'm saying? And everybody knows when they're in the presence of a real man. You give off that type of energy. It is what it is.
Folks, I hate to do this to you, but we've only got like 4 minutes left. Crush, are you going to go into overtime?
Yeah, because I'm about to hit, I want to ask Sun something. So we're going to go into overtime. If you are listening to the show, you will be cut off in a minute. So if you can, give us a call, 805-830-8320. You can just listen to the phone. You don't have to press 1 if you don't want to add your 2 cents in, but by all means, if you want to listen to the rest of the conversation, you can. Or you can just check later on for the archive. We started a little late, so I'm going to go ahead and give it a whole full 2-hour effect. We'll be on for another 15 minutes or so. We'll be back here Thursday. Yeah, we'll be back here Thursday at 9 p.m. for the Crush Grooves. It's going to be our spoken memoir show, and we will be sharing, the staff will be sharing their poems or poetry or freestyles about mamas, because it is our Mother's Day show, so all our stuff will be about mamas. If you have a freestyle or you're an independent artist and you'd like to submit your music, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. So tune in Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. I guarantee I will be here on time.
And that's what goes to me, folks. I'm going to say goodnight, folks. But I've had to use a different form of communication tonight, but instead of my normal form of communication. But you folks have a good night, and we will talk to you on Thursday.
Okay, Black
Reporter.
Bye,
Black Reporter.
Good night, Black Reporter.
Good night.
Good night. Also, I want to bring in Little Sugar, because she's been holding her hand up. She got hung up and called back. Somebody by the fan? No. All right. also, we have Fun 752 on the air. He got a show tomorrow. What's good with your show, son?
Oh, tomorrow's show, the Sun Always Shine show, the solar system. So where the planets revolve around the sun tomorrow. We're paying homage to the things that we already have. The title of the show is called It's Better Than Nothing. So, you know, just plug that theme into your head. Think about how many times that you've had to say it's better than nothing, and think about how long it's been since you said something like that. But tomorrow, we're going to say it a lot. 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check it out. It's Sun Always Shine show. blogtalkradio.com.
Okay. And then next Monday we'll be back on air with Brick House. Brick, what you got going for us next Monday?
Oh, Monday we are going to be discussing, oh, God, you know, I had the topic in my head and I just, like, forgot it. It was, oh, my God.
Sex and relationships?
Yes, it was sex and relationships. And I forget what it was about. Oh, my God, I don't believe I didn't write it down. See, I always do that. It was a good one, and I didn't write it down. So, but it is going to deal with sex and relationships. Yeah, it is definitely dealing with sex and relationships. I just forgot what it was. Damn it, I hate when I do that. It'll come back to me. I hate when I do that. Hopefully I'll remember by the end of the show.
All right. So we've been talking about the ride or die chick / wifey / the dynamics and the different categories in relationship / Lady C. What are your thoughts on the just in general? What are your thoughts?
I think my thoughts is that women will give of themselves because they're looking for someone to support them, so they figure that to prove that they're there, they will give all themselves to their man and give up. They lose themselves in him so that he'll know that he's, because they're looking for this support, and they figure to support him all the way, maybe then he'll see that she's serious and support her. It's not always that way, but we want to give. Women easily give all. I think women are more easy to give all than men. Even if they've been hurt, they're still trying to find that person that's going to be there for them, and they want to show that, hey, I'm here for you. And we lose ourselves and our identity trying to show him that we're there for him, you know.
Interesting.
And, yeah, it's hard for a woman to say, like you say, he's my man. Some of them, mature women, oh, that's my fiancé. They'll say that. Trying to lock him in, saying that's my fiancé. That's that stage in between man and husband. Is, oh, he's my fiancé. We're engaged now. You know, but that doesn't fill it in because
you
still haven't signed.
But you ain't got no damn papers.
Right.
You got no ring. You don't got nothing, but that's your man. You don't get out my face. No, I'm just playing. And, you know, women, I don't know, we always got to, I don't know, people always got to put labels on it. You know, it got to be something. I got to find a reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. I got to justify pretty much why I'm doing for what I'm doing for him. So
he's mine. That's like putting a signature on him. He's mine. Locking him down.
Yeah, but justify it to who, though?
to other people than to yourself. Sometimes it's just
but see, but that's what I'm saying. That's the area that I have a problem with. You know, like everybody is trying to validate their relationship in the eyes of somebody else. But when it all comes down to it, I mean, who the fuck cares? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Maybe I overstand that. You know, like, maybe I'm not, I just don't really care about what the rest of the world thinks no more. I mean, maybe years of standing on stage has just taken away my ability to give a fuck what other people think. You know, but it's serious. You know, you look at how many people get married just because their friends was doing it. Just because,
right.
You know, family members is looking for them to do it. You know, they get pressured into that bullshit, and neither one of them really want it. And all you're really doing is pushing yourself up to a early divorce, sometimes even an annulment. You know what I mean? But, you know, like, and then you know, I ain't going to go to the people that spend all this money on the wedding and shit, don't have a pot of pissing in the marriage. Which one do you want? Do you want a hell of a wedding or do you want a hell of a marriage? You know, but it's just not enough people doing it for themselves. They're not talking to each other. It's about all eyes on me. And that's the crazy part. And you know, like, the shit gets so deep. That's why I've seen so many relationships where it was like mad infidelity and all of that kind of shit. And that was okay with that was okay with the party that was involved for one reason. Long as my friends don't find out about this shit. Don't do this shit around other people. Don't have me answer questions from people telling me that they saw you, blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying that you can't do it, because you've been doing it and you're going to do it. But don't let nobody come back and say that that's what you've been doing. Because people make those decisions amongst themselves. You know what I mean? But, I mean, you could overcome so much if you sat down with your man or sat down with your woman and be like, well, look, you know what I mean? This is really what I want out of life. You know what I mean? This is what I want. This is how I see things. And if you can get with that, then we can go forward with this. But if you can't, then we might as well just go ahead and leave this thing alone. Now, I mean, sure, in theory, that sounds easy, because there are a whole lot of other things that come into the conversation that people really just can't face up and own up to. You know what I mean? Like, you know, for whatever reason, there are emotions involved, you know, feelings of insecurity, all kinds of shit. But I know one thing: y'all should have more on the ball dealing with each other in your own relationship than with the next man or the next woman. My cousin, my friends, my coworkers at the job. You know what I mean? My grandma, you know, she said you got to get married before she passed away. Get the fuck out of here with all that bullshit. Seriously, you know what I mean? Because when it really all comes down to it, only person that's gonna be happy as hell or sad as fuck is you. So I would think that it would behoove you to make sure that you and your man or you and your woman are on the same page enough to be able to coexist against all odds. Not all that faking and going into it like, well, yeah, I'm holding out a little bit. I mean, who tells the truth to their wife?
But you say that about relationships, but in theory, in fact, people are concerned about how people think about them just as a person. Just as a person, it affects you. So that rolls over into the relationship. But you have to love you, and you have to be willing to go ahead and open up your mouth to your partner and let them know exactly. Because, see, if you sitting there and you tell somebody, we're just going to be friends with benefits, if you're going to put it there and then you get into that, say, well, wait a minute, I want more than that. You flipping the script midway. And it may not be because of what somebody else said, just how you feel. And yes, emotions tie us up a whole lot more than anything else. Not just what other people say, it's your emotions.
Mm-hmm. You know, you spoke about that, the whole friends with benefit thing. You know, and I think that's why I don't want to get married, too. And I heard somebody say this, and I totally agree with them. If it was supposed to be marriage and I sit up here and tell you I'm going to commit to you for the rest of my life, that's how I feel at this moment. There's nothing else in my mind. I love you. I want to commit to you. I feel like that in that moment. 10 years from now, 5 years from now, 7 years from now, I may not feel that way. You know, I can't tell you how I'm going to feel when I'm 60 years old. Maybe it's not you
right.
I want anymore. Maybe I want somebody else. So that's it. And that's what I, you know, I had a problem with as far as, like, the whole marriage thing. I'd be dead if I'm going to sit up there and tell you for the rest of my life it's only you in my eyes. And that's not going to be true. I can't even decide what I'm going to have for dinner, let alone decide what I'm going to have for the rest of my life.
Right.
You know, like, and nobody has persuaded me on that note. There's nobody out there that persuaded me to even feel that way. I may be down for you for 4 or 5 years. We may be friends, but as far as me being your wife or you being my husband, I can't see me sitting there saying 60 years from now we're still going to be together. I can't see that happening. Shit, my family don't even last that long. So what makes you think some strange dude I met on the street is going to last that long? I'm just saying. You know, like, that is crazy. The whole idea of marriage.
But the thing is, because you had to at least have done some soul searching to understand that you would feel
right.
That way. Not only that, how many people achieve a knowledge of themselves enough to be able to go through with that? You know, other people might feel that way, but they feel like the way that they feel is wrong, so they try to push those feelings out of their mind, and then it winds up coming out in another way, because opportunities, and then they take advantage of those opportunities. Next thing you know, motherfuckers taking a whole bottle of pills because they can't live with themselves, because they promised that they was going to be faithful, whatever the fuck that means, but they couldn't achieve it. You understand what I mean?
Right.
So, I mean,
right.
A lot of people don't. You know, people get into relationships not just for themselves. Some people get into relationships for selfish reasons, but other people, some people get into relationships for selfless reasons, which is you know, what should I say? Not necessarily selfless, but more masochistic reasons. You know what I mean? And that's not good either, because you wind up beating yourself up. So you basically abusive relationship, but you don't want abusing yourself. You know, somebody already told you what it is, but you like, nah, fuck it, I'm hanging in there.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that we also have to take into account for is tradition as well. Our relationships and our what we're taught as far as a kid, as far as when we talk about marriage and things of that nature, because I know some people, they'll stay in relationships, like you said, son, they'll stay in a relationship because, you know, it looks good as far as their family is concerned. You know, my mother doesn't believe in divorce, or my family doesn't believe in a divorce, so we're going to have to stick this out, and we're not happy. So, I mean, you know, when I was
Don't forget about the kids.
For the kids, and also when I was 8 years old, you know, I can remember a time where I was like, yeah, when I'm 28, I'm going to be married to this person, and I'm going to do this, this, and this, and this, and that's only because that's what I've seen on TV.
Right.
You know, that's what I've seen on TV. It sounded good, but as I got older, and like I said, my family situation really brought me to the point where I know that it's not going to happen. You know, that was my environment. My environment said, you know, this is not going to happen. Like, I even if it was tried to happen, I don't want it to happen. But a simple fact that I can't, no, seriously, on a real serious note, I don't hide this from nobody. I grew up in foster care. Okay, I wasn't adopted or anything like that. Both of my parents died when I was very young, and I grew up in foster care, and I wasn't with my biological family. I didn't get to them until I was 18. So just from me getting into high school before that and looking at back on my childhood and going from the different locations that I moved to, my outlook was I can't even keep a family, let alone try to keep a man. That was my logic. You know, like I said, when I say I don't want to get married, it's a whole nother layer of bullshit underneath all that statement. But this is something, like Sun said, this is something that I know to be true for myself. I'm not talking about nobody else.
Right.
I can't even do anything for anybody else. But this also applies to the fact that I don't want to have kids either. But that's a whole nother topic. But, you know, this is something like I can't even keep a family, let alone try to keep a husband. I've been this, this, and this, and this, and this with every man in my life, let alone for me to expect some stranger, some dude I don't know, some dude to come out, you know, for me to expect there to be a shining knight armor, a knight in shining armor. That is something that I know is unrealistic to me. that whole, just that commitment alone, is that's unrealistic in my eyes. It's not going to happen. Maybe I'm selling myself short, but if it did happen, I'm not going to accept it. So that's what I said. I will never get married. I'll never have kids. You know, if he came close to the ideal man that I want, I don't want that, because you are imperfect to me. I can't predict the future, but for right now, you are imperfect to me. Every relationship I'll be in will be imperfect because I have those thoughts in my head. But that's just my thought. That's just my thing on it. Quest, talk to me, Quest. You still on the air with me, Quest?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Well, what are you talking about in the chat room? Because I can't read what you're writing. What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm surprised to hear you say you didn't want any kids. That's
a surprise.
I'm surprised. I hadn't heard that before. I mean, that's kind of young lady. You're what, 32? Oh, your age out. I didn't mean to do that.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming you're in that 30 range.
Since you want to know all that, no, I'll be 32. Right, I'll be 32 in November.
I thought it. Yeah, I mean, you're still young, so you have time. You have time to change your mind, and
you may
like I said, if it even came to that point, I wouldn't. I can't do that. Like, that's my moral belief. Even if it came to that point where this man was the dream man that I wanted all my life, and this is who
have you met your dream man yet?
I can't.
You met your dream man yet? Have you met
your
dream man yet?
You're not listening to me. Like, I understand what you're saying. I just read what you wrote. I understand what you're saying, but listen to what I'm saying. If he was to come to me because of my mentality, because of my beliefs, once again, I said my beliefs, that it could not happen. I cannot make that commitment. You know what I'm saying? If he was the dream man that I was dreaming of, and he possessed every quality I want, I cannot, personally, I cannot make that commitment of you giving my life to him. I can't do that.
But no, but I understand what both of y'all are saying, really. Because, like, what I would encourage you to say, though, LaCrosse, is because you are still young, you know, of course, right now you can't see that happen, but you don't know. You never know what can happen in your life to make to turn that around. You know what I'm saying? Because your life is not always about what you've been through. You also, life is also about where you're going to go to, not just what you've been through. So although you may have felt this way for a long time, you figure, well, this is just me. You never know what your me is going to be in 20 years. You know, I mean, and it's never really too late. You understand what I mean? I mean, it might, by that time it might be too late for you to have kids biologically, but it doesn't, it don't, I'm just saying, there ain't nothing I can say about that. You know what I'm saying? But as far as your feelings,
foster children.
That's why I said biologically, But as far as your feeling towards marriage and all that, it's just you never know. Because honestly, the only reason I say you never know is because I felt throughout all my 20s and throughout my 30s, you couldn't look at me and say nothing about no marriage and all of that. But I'm noticing that even though I still don't want to get married, I don't think it's ever probably that the ideal situation for me. I can't say it with the same patience. The same passion as I said it when I was 25, when I was 30, when I was 35. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can call it getting worn down, but what I could actually say is the possibilities are different now than they were for me before. Because before, I wouldn't have made a good husband. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that I would make a good one now, but I would definitely be a better one now. Like if I'd have did that anytime in my 20s, I would have went into it already knowing, like, look, I wouldn't have been able to even see my wife, because I'm like, I thought I was dedicated to fucking all of the women all over on each continent. You know what I mean? One by one, no matter how long it is. You know what I'm saying? So It's like, you know,
somebody got
as you get older, you never know who you might meet, who might make a situation so comfortable for you that you might be like, well, you know what? Damn, I never really thought it could be. I never even thought I could think this way. So I mean, never say never in that, but you can definitely say no, not now. Hell no, not right now. I can't.
And
well,
I like to add something
you know,
to that.
Go ahead.
Well, let me say this. I'm thinking I'm probably the second oldest person in the room right now. I'm thinking Son's around my age, and I think Brooke's around my age. I don't know which one of us is the oldest. But
you know, Lady C is here too, right?
Well, I was really thinking. I said Son, but I was thinking Lady C is around my age.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm older than Son. This is my opinion. How old are you, Son?
How did you get those two? How did you get Lady C and Son confused? Like, I don't get that.
Anyway, growing old is one of those things that as you get older and as your relationships start to part, the things that you do today are not necessarily things you're going to do tomorrow or 5 years from now. And when you get older, being alone is not necessarily as attractive as it was, or being single is not as attractive as it was 10 years ago, and I think that's kind of what I was just saying ago. Because when you get older, you're gonna need somebody to be there to help take care of you, and at some point you got to settle down. Everybody needs to settle down. At least try. That's a different if you never get an opportunity, and I'm sorry for those who don't. But it's really hard for me to imagine that there are people that are out there that are in their 60s and 70s who's still thinking, whoa, boy, I love being single.
That's a whole other topic in its own as far as the whole single thing, because I'm 31 and I've been single for, I'm going to say, 5 years plus, 6 years plus. And, I at first it was good. It was, you know, I was happy. Woohoo, single. You know, I could do whatever I want to. But then there's a point in time where you, like you said, on the quest, where, you know, you want to settle down. You want to get back on the scene. You know, you want that commitment. You want that companionship with somebody else. However, I'm not going to sell my soul to the devil, and I'm not going to, you know, I definitely see myself, once again, this is a belief of mine. I don't think that's going to happen. Marriage is way off the rectifier. Like, I can't even get into a long-term relationship, let alone get into a marriage. That don't even go together. That don't even blend together for me. Like, nah, I'm good. Nah. I don't see that happening. And, you know, my mind might change when I'm 41, 51. It may change. But as of right now, that marriage don't even exist in my vocabulary. I don't see that. Now, like I said, just because I said I don't want to get married doesn't mean I don't want to be in a committed relationship. There is a difference. So that's what people, every time you hear, you don't want to get married, just because I say I don't want to get married doesn't mean that I don't want a relationship or I'm not open to a long-term relationship. That I'm open to.
You're
just saying you don't want that
paper.
You don't want that paper. I don't want that paper, but I also don't want to tell this person that, you know, we're going to be together for the rest of our lives. And I don't want that person to say to me, we're going to be together for the rest of our lives. And that also, and that's what that paper represents. That's what that paper represents. I do not want to go in front of God and say, God, this is the man I'm going to spend the rest of my life, my days with, because that's not true.
Right.
You know, that's not true. I can't even commit to losing weight. You know what I mean? Like, it's not true. You know,
you
and the same thing with the
kids thing. I'm not going to birth a child. I'm not going to birth a child and say, God, this is my, you know, I'm not going to do that. I'm not doing that. So, I can't see myself. But doesn't mean I'm not interested in adopting a child or, you know, other alternative parenthood. So, what you going to say, son?
But everybody else was lying when they said that getting married meant that it was going to be forever. I mean, really,
no,
that shit is all
no, right. That's what they felt at that time. I mean, more power to them. You know,
look, maybe you wasn't lying, but I know some people that went into it.
You say everybody. Don't say everybody. Say a lot of people. But no, when I got married at 17, I thought I was going to make it to 60 something with that man. Okay, 33 years later.
How can you think that at 17?
No good. Pardon?
Can you really think that way at 17?
Yes,
you ain't seen nothing. You don't know nothing.
Oh, yeah, I saw stuff and I knew stuff. And, yes, I believe that 17, that was going to make it.
Look, I don't trust the emotions of anybody under 25. And as smart as I was at 17, I knew damn well I ain't no shit when it came to, I couldn't even see till graduation. I'm going to see myself as somebody.
I renewed them, too.
For the rest of my life.
I renewed them at 25. We renewed them when we were 25 because everybody, like you say, people thought that we still renewed them again, saying that we still loved each other and we wanted to commit. And we renewed them at that time when everybody, you know, saw, okay, we're still in this. So at 33 years later, you know, at the 30-year mark, it was like, okay, no. Because he wasn't happy. He wasn't happy.
But see, that's something I can't do. I can't see myself doing that, Lady C. 30 years. You know what I mean? I can't see myself. I can't see myself sitting up here telling this guy, I'm gonna put my, you know, I'm putting my faith in you. I'm putting my faith in us, and we're gonna last this long. And in 30 years, 30 years with this person, like there's no such thing as a divorce after that. To me, this is me. If I did put a commitment at the after the 10-year mark or after the 20-year mark, I can even give you 20 years. But after 30 years, we're done. Whatever you wanna have sex with her, go ahead. But you're not getting a divorce, son. That's not it. You wanna do what you wanna do.
I was so miserable. I thought about it. That's why it lasted so long, because at that point, I mean, I used to tell him, you ain't going away, I'm going to kill you. We married for death till we part. And I meant that for a while, and I realized I'm making myself miserable. And if I'm going to stay in it, I'm going to be miserable. So I kept looking at it and saying, well, I could, you know, I know he's going to do that. I'm going to let him do that. But I still was getting miserable. I look at some pictures back then. I look older than what I do now. So it was like, okay, it's done. It's done. At 30, I know it's done. We not get back together. We didn't divorce for 3 years later because it was like, well, maybe we'll get back together. But the reality was it wasn't going to get back together because you're still doing that, and I'm feeling worse and worse. You're not encouraging me in any way. So I let him go.
Interesting.
Well, I can understand you. You looking at it that way, like, you looking at 30 years, like, that's double your life, you know what I'm saying? So you look at, that's a life for you, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm around a lot of old heads, you know what I mean, a lot. Like, my pop and people associated with my dad, so we spend a lot of time, my mom and my pop, they see 30 years in a whole different way. Because only half of their life. So, you know, and actually less than half now. So, you know, the older you get, the more life you try to cling on to. But when you're younger, it's hard for you to see that far in the future. Because, you know, it's just like we in elementary school. You see how long it used to seem, how long the school year used to seem? You know what I mean? And then as you got a little bit older, it started to get shorter and shorter and shorter. So those years, as you get older, those years get shorter and shorter and shorter. So 30 years is going to look a lot different. It's going to feel a lot different when you're 40, 50 years old. The problem is in our generation, it's hard for us to ever see us get ourselves getting old because so many of our friends get snuffed out so early. You know what I mean? So it looks like that the chances of us even getting to that plateau is slim and none. You know, the likelihood of it seems low. But all you got to do is keep living. And then something happens. Just like, damn, you know, I didn't know I was going to get to be 40. You know, you get to be 50. I didn't know I was going to get to be 50. And then I'll bet the all. Like, fuck it, I'm going to keep going. See what happens, you know? So,
right.
So no, I can understand you seeing it like that. Because 30 years married, you know, in a union, that does seem like a long time. However.
It is a long time.
When you're really living it, it probably doesn't seem as long because you're actually living it. You're doing that in real time.
Right.
It's not like, you know, you're not the next person just viewing it, just meeting you like, damn, y'all was married 30 years? What could have broke y'all out of 30 years? Not really realize, like, 30 years is a lot
right.
of shit going on. You know what I mean? Basically, when you grew up with the nigga.
It's
a lot to that. It is. Lady C,
yeah.
Tell us about your 26. Your first 26.
My first 26 years?
26.
The first 26 years were pretty decent. He started cheating the first
pretty,
year.
Hold up, pretty decent or good? Because you remarried, because you renewed your vow 25.
Yeah, we did. And we
okay.
renewed them, and it was, we were getting along real good. Everything was flowing. I mean, I gave him my all. I lost me. You know, like you say, I was the wifey. It was no Lady C. It was all him. If he said we were going left, we went left. I never said, why not go right? If he
or
said
were you
we
happy?
Moved, we moved. I was happy.
Or were you happy?
I was happy. I was happy being that because I figured that's what I was supposed to be. And I was there for him, whatever he needed. I figured that's what I was supposed to do. I was a mama. I was a wife. I did house. I took care of children. When he came home from work, dinner was ready. If he needed the bath water ran, I ran his water for him. I even washed his feet for him. There was nothing I wouldn't do for him.
Woo! That was
great.
Yeah, well, I mean, that really is the way it's supposed to be.
That's
how
right
my mom was. I mean, a lot of chicks you talk to these chicks,
they don't know about nothing.
No,
you know what?
That's a whole other topic. We'll leave that for next week. We'll leave that for next week. Let's not even get into that because we're in overtime and y'all will be getting cut off soon. So, on that note, I'll let on the Quest say his last comment, and then we'll get out of here. What's up, Quest? What you was gonna say?
Well, I mean, I was just gonna say. And those 26 years, I mean, are you better for them, or would you have been better without them?
I'm better for them.
Okay.
I have five beautiful children. I have five beautiful
right.
children.
She has kids. She has kids. Let's get to,
kids.
You know, Quest. She
right.
has kids. So, you know, on
the
strength of her children, that works for her. I don't have any children. And my biological clock is about to expire. So, you know, and I'm not planning on having nobody kid for a couple of reasons.
Nope.
But that's
you
a whole other
topic.
That,
you say that, Crush? You know there are women in their 70s having babies. So, yeah.
Right,
thank
but
you.
It's not the point. But they chose to have that. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying? It's
so,
not like it wasn't like
yeah.
they woke up and they gave birth. Like, you have a good 3 or 4 months to get rid of that. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
and I believe in abortion. So, let me tell you that. I tell a dude in a minute, the only thing you have to worry about me is if I tell you before the appointment or after the appointment.
Mm.
So that's how serious it, you know, that's how serious it is for me. I've never had to be put in that situation. But if I was getting put in that situation, I tell guys this and they hate me for it. You know, you have to worry. The only thing you have to worry about me is if I tell you before the appointment or after appointment. You know what I mean? I will take a bus, a cab. I will get on somebody's back. But we're going to make that appointment. We're going to make that appointment. And I hope they put me to sleep. I'm just saying. I don't want to do that. Oof, no. All right. What you going to say, son? Because you can...
No. I hear you on that. You know, like, I mean, the old pro-life, pro-choice thing, I mean, it really is. Either both of them are a choice, you know, but... Yeah, I don't really have an opinion on that one way or another. Let's just say, all I can say is I've dodged a bullet in my day or two.
But everybody has a choice. My thing is, if you have the choice, I'm pro-life, but I believe it's everybody's choice. If it was me, I'm going to have it, but I believe it's your choice to have it done in a nice environment where you don't end up messed up. And I believe that's your choice. It's on you. You know, and if that's how
I mean,
feel,
if they can take it now, they can have them. I'm at that point too. Like, if they want it now, if they want to scrape it out, they can scrape it now, but they won't do it because I don't have any. I'm so serious. Yeah. Like, I wish I could just be like, listen, let's talk about this. Let's make this happen. Yeah. I really am down for that. Yeah, I really am down for that. What if they do it after you're 35? Anyway.
You can if you get the right doctor. Yes.
You can if you get the right doctor. My doctor sucks.
Yeah.
She's all about, wait, you never know.
Yeah.
Listen, lady, if I want to have kids, I'm going to get me a kitty. I'm going to be the lady with the 12 kitties. I'm already starting with one, a bar of the neighbor's kitty. I'm going to get a plant. If the plant die, I know I don't need children. I know I don't need children to play and die. Anyway, folks, thank y'all for tuning in to the Adult Zone. I more than made up for 15 minutes. I was late. I do apologize. I will be on time on Thursday. Spoken Memoirs. We'll be doing our little poems and listening to music and, you know, converse. Lady C, don't forget your homework. Brick,
okay,
don't forget your homework. Brick, don't forget your homework.
Brick, it can't be rough because it's for mother's brick. Remember that.
We'll be back here on Thursday. Don't forget to tune in. Don't forget to tune in to the Sun 752, the Sun Always Shine Show. 8:30 tomorrow.
I love you, Sun 752. Even though you made me angry.
I love y'all too.
Be like, if bitch don't come back on my show either.
Yeah, we're going to come on your show.
He's like, you get bitch ass off my show. Don't worry, I'm going to still tweet on Saturday morning because it's something for me to do on a Saturday morning before I go up on my Saturday morning.
Did she finally get it right, son? Did she...
Hell no, I didn't get it right.
Hell no. Hell no, she didn't. She will never get it right.
I know we get this right.
He was close. She get into it. At least she's not saying Saturday to Sunday.
Right.
Anyway, folks, this is our sign off right now. I don't have a outro. Black Reporter didn't fax me a copy. But
well, when there was, there shall not be. Don't fall for something else.
If
you didn't hear what you
want to
hear, we didn't say nothing.
You heard everything.
That.
Did you hear what we heard?
Did you hear
what we
heard?
Next time.
There you go, Lady B. You are in, and you
and we
are.
Good night, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm going to go eat my dinner now.
Good night.
Bye. Good night. Bye.
Bye.